Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 241 for March 14th, 2010. The music in this podcast is provided by the IOTA Alliance. And appropriately, as we are coming up on St. Patrick's Day, the music has an Irish flavor, and it's Another Round of Barley Juice is the artist, and it's Jig of Slurs, Taylor's Fancy. And it's from an album called Another Round. You can find a link to this music in my show notes at www.hometravelagent.net. Well, I'm Barry Kantz, your host, and welcome to the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. We are now on show, what did I say earlier? What show are we on? We're number 241. And if you've been listening since the beginning, I really appreciate it. That is a marathon run for a listener. And if you've been there since show one, hey, that's great. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much. And if you haven't been there since show one, thanks for being a listener. We love to have you. And if you're subscribing, thank you again, too. Now, you can reach the show, or you can reach the show's website at www.hometravelagent.net. And once you get over there to the website, you'll find all of the show notes, archives for going back a couple of years. Each show has a player built into the show notes. So once you go over to the website, you can click on that player and listen to whichever show that you would like. And on the website, there are tags. And what a tag is, it's a short description of what a show is about. And when you see a larger tag, that means there are more shows with that particular tag than the other shows who are represented by a smaller tag. So using this tool, you can tell which topics we've talked about the most. And if you click on a tag, you'll get all those shows that are listed within that particular topic area. Very handy tool, especially if you're looking for some information, and it's a quick way to find it. And over on the right-hand side of the webpage, you will find a box where you can put your email address and subscribe to the show notes. They'll come directly to your email inbox. Very handy feature to have. And we don't use your email address for anything else but to send you the show notes. Very fussy about the privacy policy. Okay, we have a fairly short co-hosted segment coming up, and I think I'll get right into that right after we talk a little bit about GoToMeeting. You know, if you're using a web conferencing tool, or the service you use is clunky, use my first choice, and that's GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting is the easiest to use. You can turn a call into an instant online meeting in just one click, and it's very affordable. You can have as many meetings as you want for just $49 a month. It's also very secure, and it substantially reduces your meeting-related expenses. You reduce overhead related to meeting materials because people see what is on your screen, so you can show the materials right on the screen and you don't need to print or produce the materials. And with voice over IP included, you can call in via the phone or your computer. Now you can try GoToMeeting for free for 30 days, but you must visit GoToMeeting/podcast. That's GoToMeeting.com/podcast for a free 30-day trial. Okay, thank you, GoToMeeting, for being a sponsor, and we'll move right into the co-hosted segment of the show.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back. This is the Home-Based Travel Agent Show, and we're approaching the co-hosted segment here with information that you can use in your travel business, and I'll let Laureen fill you in on it. Go ahead, Laureen.
Great. Thank you, Barry, and I'd like to welcome all our listeners, and thank you for your support week after week, and we really hope that you find our information beneficial. And Barry and I are more than open to some suggestions as direction people would like. Like, do you want us to have someone from the Miami Visitors Bureau or Podunk, Idaho Visitors Bureau? We tend to go and bring guests on that we've crossed paths with, but we are always open to new ideas and direction from our listeners to be able to give us support. And if you would like to come on to the show and be a guest, we would love to have that too. As you know, we've had Deb Gronsky on a couple of times, and she's one of our listeners, as well as a variety of other travel agents and listeners, and we're always open to having people on the show. So,
yeah, tell us what you want to know, and we'll work on do what we can to get the information out to you.
Absolutely. But the thing I wanted to share this week is an event that I'm hoping that some of you on the West Coast can sign up to be a part of, which is why we're airing this now. Hopefully it will give enough time for the listeners to be able to sign up, be on it, and enjoy. It's an event that I've gone to at least two or three other times, and I look forward to it every year, and I have gotten so many good contacts and found so much information for my clients. It is an event called Two Nation Vacation Travel Show, and travels up the West Coast, and the one that I'll be participating in is in San Francisco on March 19th, which is a Friday evening, and so I'm just going to go down, kind of hang out for the evening and get some information. I've gone to the show with other travel agents, I've gone to the show by myself, found it completely beneficial. The web address for people to find what I'm going to be talking about is www.clippervacations, that's with an S, .com/TNV. It's Two Nation Vacation, so it's TNV. And Victoria Clippers is this great company that I've worked with in the past that if you have your clients who want to put together a package for Vancouver, for Seattle, for Victoria, get it, it's kind of the Two Nations thing. So we've got the Washington as well as the Canada thing going on. And during this expo, it's kind of a small expo, and it's going to be at a variety of different places. They're on tour. They have representatives from all sorts of places. They have someone from a resort on Victoria. If I could speak, I could get the information out much better. from Fairmont Empress, they've got Four Seasons. They've got Pacific Coach Lines. So they a variety of hotels, resorts. The Vancouver Trolley Company, they're going to have a representative from Quick Shuttle. So if you've got clients who want to go from the airport to the cruise lines, anything you can think of, they are going to have it there. They're going to have representation from someone from the Canadian Rockies, Vancouver Island, Portland area, San Juan Islands. They've got an amazing expo going on, and I really just want to point it out for people to be able to attend. The dates that we're looking at are the shows in California. It starts off with San Diego, California. It's going to be on March 15th. Then it's going to move up to Irvine the next evening, March 16th. Los Angeles and Irvine, California will be on St. Patrick's Day. It's going to be located at the Los Angeles Marriott Burbank Airport Hotel. Then they're going to move over on the 18th to Sacramento, California, and their final resting spot here in California is going to be in San Francisco on Friday the 19th, and that's at the Westin St. Francis down in the city. They're all well represented by a whole bunch of different companies. They're going to have Marriott there as well as private resorts. This is, again, going to be small, intimate. They have hors d'oeuvres. They have paid parking. This is one of those expos where you have your ticket validated. It literally is not going to cost you anything other than your time to get down there and to make contacts. They always have wonderful raffles at the end, so you will need to be sure to bring your business card. Lots of contacts. I've had contacts on the show that I've met in the last couple of years. Clipper Vacations, again, is a company that will work with all of them, and they put packages together for you. They have a great website for you to go to, and the packages that they have together are starts. They're ideas for things for your clients to do. But if you have a package that your client wants that's even remotely tweaked and changed, and you've got a client who wants to go on a train and have lodging at the end, and they'd like to go over to Victoria Island or Vancouver, they can do that for you. They have a huge network of hotels. They work fit as well as group. They've been absolutely wonderful. The times I've worked with them, the staff, when I've called, have been friendly, knowledgeable. Because I don't know all the hotels in Seattle. I don't know the hotels that are over in Vancouver. They could set the package up for you, make a decent amount of commission, and you can be secure that your clients are going to be happy and in a safe place. They also like to add things on that are unique, fishing boat tours, train rides. You can go up to Vancouver and Victoria, Whistler. They cover that entire Northwest Territory. They have good representation for all that area with good contacts. And I know that I feel really well when I'm working with a company who's got those contacts that I don't on a regular basis. And what's nice about this Two Nations vacation tour is that you get to meet people who work for these companies as well as the smaller companies that they work with, which I found really beneficial. And I like having that one-to-one contact. And I also like the fact that Clipper Vacations just puts it all together for you. I don't have to call the individual little places to get the reservation. They just put together a package for my clients, and it's all in one place. So, Barry, how are you?
Well, I'm not doing too bad. I've got a cold, and you know, I've had the mic shut off here because I've had to sneeze, and so I thought, I better shut the microphone off here. I'm going to blow your eardrums out as you're listening on your MP3 player if I don't.
Exactly, but you have that deep, sexy voice, so that'll work for you.
Yeah, I've got that deep, sexy, cold voice.
And Barry knows that we've had some of the guests that I've met at the Expo in the last couple of years, and they've always been top-notch. They've been very knowledgeable and friendly. And that's why we decided, you know, we're just going to put this little show together this week to try to be able to encourage our listeners who can get to these towns to please do, because these are wonderful areas. They've gotten so much promotion because of the Olympics. If you've got clients who are now excited about going to Vancouver, who want to go to Whistler, Seattle, anything, they will have someone for you to be able to have booked in a safe environment where you can feel comfortable with the fact that your client's going to be well taken care of.
Yeah, and like you say, it's important to develop a relationship with those people that you're going to be working with, the suppliers that you're going to be working with, and you're comfortable when you call them on the phone and know that they're going to take care of you.
Exactly. So thank you for having me on the show. Just wanted to do this brief little report to be able to get it out in a timely manner so that we could encourage our listeners to be able to participate. And unfortunately, if they're back in your area, it may not be worth the trip out here. But for our West Coast listeners, we definitely want to get this out. Barry, if the listeners want to reach you, what's a good email address?
They can reach me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And Laureen?
I can be reached at sharptongued@mac.com. And that's sharptongued@mac.com. And Barry will be putting up the information on the website. And just in case you're not able to look at the website, go to www.clippervacations.com, and you will get information about Clipper Vacations. To RSVP for one of the shows, it'll be clippervacations.com/TNV, as in Two Nation Vacation, and it will take you to an RSVP site, and you can click in to register for whichever one of the shows works into your schedule.
Very good. And Laureen, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
sharptongued@mac.com, at sharptongued@mac.com.
Good. Hey, and I just want to mention that the Home-Based Travel Agent Show now has a Facebook page.
And what is the link to that?
That's the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. Just put that in the search box and it'll come up.
Oh, that was way too logical. You have to hide it. Like, you know, how I hide mine.
Yeah.
Laureen R.
Yeah.
You got to hide yours.
Yeah.
Home Travel Agent I like that.
Yeah,
good.
Just search the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and you should find it. Hey, it's brand new. I think I'm the only member of that page, that fan. I think it's a fan club page. What do they call those? Anyhow.
A fan page, yeah.
Yeah, fan page. I'm the only member right now, so I'm my only fan. And this is the first that Lorene's even heard about it. So, you know, if you want to check it out, go over and sign up and give us a shout-out.
Absolutely, and I think I'm going to be the second person in. He is right. I did not know about this until this recording, so it's news to me, too.
Yeah. Breaking news.
Great. Well, thank you, Barry, and we'll talk with you next week.
Yep. Thanks, Lorene. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you, Lorene. And we'll move into the news section of the show, and I have five news items here. Actually, I have six. Excuse me. I got six news items here today, and the first is from Amadeus, and it's on the Business Wire. I have a link to all these news items in the show notes. And what Amadeus has done, they've surveyed 800 North American travel professionals. And what they wanted to do is they wanted to hear from the travel agent community about what will impact them, what will impact their business and their customers, and they wanted to help the travel industry prepare for emerging opportunities. The survey is very interesting, and one of the questions that they asked is, how optimistic are you about the year ahead in terms of your own business? And the vast majority, 88% of the travel agents surveyed, reported that they were optimistic or very optimistic. And almost a third, 29.5%, said they were very optimistic. So that is a very good sign for the travel industry. There are travel professionals out there are optimistic about the upcoming years in their business. Now, the survey also questioned the travel professionals about three significant trends that affect the travel business. And the first trend was the amateur expert traveler. And the survey asked travel agents if they prefer to deal with an amateur expert traveler. And an amateur expert traveler are people who are knowledgeable about their destination and kind of know what to expect when they get there. Now, the travel agents, more than 50%, actually 50.5%, said that they welcome and like to work with amateur expert travelers as clients. Then the second trend they talked about was the increased role of technology throughout the journey. And that's technology from the trip planning phase to arriving back home. Now they expect, the travel agents expect, that technology will improve the travel experience in areas including researching the trip. 64.6% of the travel professionals questioned said that technology will improve that. And they also expect the next generation travelers to get more social. Social networking, 47.5%, tops the list of what travel agents feel will have the greatest impact on tomorrow's travelers' research and booking travel. And they also thought that user-generated reviews will have an impact, but the number of agents responding to that wasn't quite as large. Only 19.8% said user-generated reviews will have a big impact on the travel business. But travel agents are using the social media, and there's a rise of use within the social media area, and more than half, 55.7%, indicated that they or their agencies are active in an online social channel. Now, the third trend is the growth of niche travel, and the selling of niche travel represents some of the most profitable opportunities for travel agents. And the niches that travel professionals see with the major opportunities are family-friendly travel, with 59.9% of the agents saying that offers the most significant opportunity in niche travel. Weddings, at 47.6%, offer the most opportunity in niche travel. Adventure travel is at 36.8%. And agents see little or no promise in areas such as selling travel goods or selling air charters. Now, the breakdown of the people that responded to the survey are agency owners, managers are 41.3%, travel agents are 26%, home-based agents are 23.4%, and independent consultants are 9.3%. 72.2% of all the respondents focus primarily on leisure and destination travel and work in the U.S. Interesting article. There's a link. Actually, it's a news release, and there's a link to the news release in the show notes at www.hometravelagent.net. Now, the next article comes from a news release as well, and this talks about Carnival Cruise Lines having a very strict policy on the use of their trademarks. and they did not allow the use of their trademarks on social media spaces like Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and MySpace unless you previously had made arrangements with Carnival Cruise Lines in advance to use their trademarks on those social media spaces. Unfortunate. Carnival Cruise Line, I think, was missing out on a lot, but recently that has changed, and Carnival Cruise Line has changed their policy and has developed, according to Alex Saint, CEO of Cruise Line Fans, he believes that Carnival Cruise Lines has set an industry-wide example for social media policy best practice, and we hope that the readers are sure to connect with Carnival Cruise Lines. In other words, you can now use Carnival Cruise Lines trademarks on Twitter and Facebook and other social media sites. So if you're a travel agent and you want to talk about Carnival Cruise Line specials and deals and advertise that on your Facebook page or wherever, a social media site, you can do so now where you couldn't before. And the next article comes from CBSNews.com, and it's CNET editor Natalie Del Conte and travel editor Peter Greenberg, and they talk about the benefits and pitfalls of new travel technology. You can find a link to this article in the show notes. And the article has to do with technology and using technology to travel. And one of the things they talk about is the electronic boarding pass, where you can actually have a boarding pass appear on the screen of your smartphone and scan your smartphone at the gate, and it acts just like a boarding pass. So you no longer need to dig in your back pocket and your suitcase or wherever for your boarding passes because it's right there on your smartphone. Now, the article talks about other technologies, but what was interesting to me is that Greenberg cautioned against forgetting about travel agents because technology has its glitches, and the last thing that you want to do is find yourself standing at a kiosk in front of a screen when something goes wrong. What you really want to do is have that human being. And Greenberg says, it's a two-word concept that we've forgotten about. It's called a human being. And further, it's called a travel agent. And those are my words. Technology is great, but at some point in time, sometimes you need that human intervention to help you out. And travel agents are there to do that. And another article is from the Business Wire. And this article talks about the Boston Globe announces the dates for the 2011 Boston Globe Travel Show. And those dates, you might want to get this on your calendar, those dates are February 11th through the 13th, 2011. And it's located at the Seaport World Trade Center in Boston. The Boston Globe Travel Show is in its fifth year, and it continues to be one of the largest consumer travel shows in the United States. The 2010 show, which was held just last month, February 19th through 21, hosted 300 booths, and that was a significant increase over 2009. Now, there were approximately 22,000 people attending the show, including 2,000 travel trade professionals. Now, this sounds like a great show to go to, and you have almost a year to plan to do that. And the article goes on to state that this travel show is more than just a show. It's a total travel experience. It's a three-day event that features a diverse set of travel exhibitors and suppliers, and it represents every segment of the travel industry. And you can find out detailed information on trips to every region of the world. National travel experts also offer seminars and expert advice on the latest travel issues and trends. And you will see live cultural performances, children's activities, culinary demonstrations, and a whole lot more for the whole family. This sounds like one to plan for. Again, that's February 11th through the 13th, 2011, and that's the Boston Globe Travel Show. I guess I only had five articles. Now I was looking at the tabs and I counted a tab that wasn't really an article here on my Firefox browser. So really only had five articles, and this is the last one. And this has to do with Disney. And what Disney has done is that they've unveiled an unlimited annual pass for both their Walt Disney World and Disneyland Resort. So you can buy one annual pass that covers both the California Resort and the Florida Resort. And not only does it cover those two resorts, it also includes entrance into the Typhoon Lagoon and Blizzard Beach water parks. It includes admission into Disney Quest Indoor Interactive Theme Park, ESPN Wide World of Sports, Disney's Oak Trail Golf Course, and it also covers your parking. Now, the Disney Premier Passport is $700. If you bought an annual pass for the Walt Disney World Resort, that would be $489. And if you bought an annual pass for the Disneyland Resort, that would be $439. That would be a total of $928. So by purchasing the Disney Premier Pass, you're saving considerable money because the Disney Premier Pass, as I mentioned, was or is $700. And if you already have an annual pass to one of the resorts, Disney is going to give you the opportunity to upgrade for a small price. So if you're a Disney fan and travel to Disney World and Disneyland and some of their other parks, this is a great deal for you. I'll have a link to this in the show notes if you want to learn more. Okay, that wraps up the news. That wraps up the show for this week. I appreciate having you on board. And if you're traveling, safe travel, stay healthy. We'll see you next week. Take care now. Bye-bye.